This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. From first-hand experience, I know what it's like to attend a boarding school. I really didn't enjoy it that much. And for a country kid like me, it just didn't work. I was shy. I felt like a fish out of water. Homesick, wondering why I was there. I was 13 at that time, but imagine if you were just 6 years of age and were sent to boarding school. Well, that's what happened for a young kid called Ted Decker. His mum and dad were church missionaries in the middle of an Indonesian jungle. It was a very dangerous mission. Some of the natives were cannibals. So was the custom then. The preacher's kids were sent to boarding school. But for Ted, it was a devastating, lonely experience. He felt abandoned and confused. Today, if you have a look at the name Ted Decker, you'll see he's got quite a name in the world of fictional writing. He's written 50 books, a New York Times bestseller. He sold over 10 million copies. And in 2013, he was named as one of the top suspense writers of all time. There was suspense, romance, fantasy tales, adventure. But also amongst that were themes of redemption, forgiveness, and finding purpose in life. He's a committed Christian. He points his readers to Jesus Christ as the answer to all of life's questions. And he believes everyone is looking for significance and meaning. And through the characters in his books, he speaks a lot about life and the struggles. What I find interesting about Ted Decker is the quest to be a world-famous writer. After he left college in the US, he worked in a marketing company. He always wanted to be a writer. He didn't know how to. He never formally studied that art, but he felt God had filled his soul with a story that had to be told. He resigned, he bought a small home, devoted his time to full-time writing. Well, he wrote 4 books. They were all rejected. He'd literally written 1 million words before, finally, he was accepted by a publishing house in the year 2000. First book was called Heaven's Wager. It was a great success, and his writing continued. Now, Ted Decker is an example of this old theme, don't give up. If you want to live a remarkable life, you've got to work hard, you've got to be resilient, have a sense of determination. So what is it that's your goal? And in a TV interview, Ted Decker said that fame and fortune meant nothing to him because following Jesus is all he wants to do. God's given him, he believes, a unique ability to write stories that people love to read. So this purpose, behind most successful people, you'll find are many hours of hard work. We sometimes think that these brilliantly talented people are born with abilities, but that's not really the truth in most cases. They've worked very hard to get somewhere significant. It's usually talent plus preparation. Have you got a desire to achieve something special in your life? Selwyn Hughes was another author very different to Ted Decker, but he wrote daily devotionals, which are still being used today. I use them myself. And Selwyn Hughes used to say, when we're born, we have 3 basic needs, that we belong to someone who loves us, that we are worthwhile, and that our lives count for something. And I agree with that. Having a sense of identity helps clarify what I'm searching for. In the New Testament, in the Epistle of James, James asks his readers a simple question, chapter 4, verse 14, what is your life? It is a profound question. There's no greater question to be asked. What is your life? And for most people, it's crucial to say, well, my life is this or that. It probably is the most asked philosophical question by people around the world. The Apostle Paul says in 2 Corinthians 4:18, the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal. So James is, if you like, saying your life is seen. Make sure that you're not living only for the things that are seen. And I think there's a great lesson here. Make sure you've worked this out before it's too late. And I think that it can be a difficult thing, but we also can find tremendous joy and adventure knowing that we have this quest in finding God for ourselves. Thank you today, dear Lord. We can find meaning very simply by asking Jesus to be our friend and our Saviour. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.